Brother Paul was playing before we started this morning. He was playing as he usually does, this time an old song that maybe you recognize the title of it, Abide With Me. And in that song it says, when other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. And another verse, change and decay in all around I see. O thou that changest not, abide with me. Everything around us is passing away. And we look in the mirror, we can see that too, right? Change and decay. The outward man perishes, but the inner man is renewed day by day. Someone showed me a picture this morning they had found in the library, and my reaction was, maybe today is a good day for a book burning. that's what I thought inside. I don't know if I would even find that book. I hope no one else does either. There's one thing about Pilgrim Camp that I'm not fully happy with. I don't know how to change it. It's minor. It's a minor thing. We're here because we love Pilgrim Camp. I know, and I do. But this one thing, I wish there were a way. We eat supper at 5:30, and we have breakfast at 8:30, and that's just so long. It's such a long time between. I don't know how we can fix that. Do you ever notice that? I know I was in the kitchen early this morning, so it wasn't so bad. I went to see Brother Gus, and I kind of took care of some of that early. Well, why did I just say that? Well, I said that because yesterday evening, all night, I was feasting. Yesterday evening, we had a lesson about God, and that God is almighty. And that just seemed to come back to me during the night. I had it was, of course, a spiritual feast. I shouldn't complain because you're not supposed to go to the kitchen after meeting, and you're not supposed to leave grounds. But sometimes I find ways to assuage my nighttime hunger. Maybe I shouldn't share my secrets. But this time it was a spiritual feast. I loved that lesson. I loved thinking about the things that were brought to our attention last night about God and His almighty power. And actually the thing that was with me most was just what we heard about this morning. So when we started singing about the everlasting arms, it was like, oh, the meal is continuing. Because I kept thinking last night, God, who is almighty, gives power to the faint. And He doesn't faint. He never grows weary. His might is never diminished. He is always the same. So that thought was there as part of my feast last night. And during the night, whenever I was conscious, it just seemed to come back to me. And this morning I also read this, which I suppose some of you read. Let's see. Second Thursday, if I have the right day. The first and most solemn obligation on the creature is to know and worship and serve the Creator. You ought to know God. And so isn't it a great thing that we are learning about God? And it's such a it's just wonderful what we heard last night and what we're hearing this morning. And I think of how we change and we faint and we fail. Our own strength does not last. As we started to sing, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, I thought of this old song by Dr. A.B. Simpson, who also, by the way, wrote Yesterday, Today, Forever Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Well, Dr. Simpson has a song about the everlasting arms, too. And he says this, other arms grow faint and weary. These can never faint nor fail. Others reach our mounts of blessing. These our lowest, loneliest veil. Oh, that all might know his friendship. Oh, that all might see his charms. Oh, that all might have beneath them Jesus' everlasting arms. Underneath us, oh, how easy. We have not to mount on high, but to sink into his fullness and in trustful weakness lie. And we find our humbling failures save us from the strength that harms. We may fail, but underneath us are the everlasting arms. Underneath thee are the everlasting arms. Everlasting, everlasting are the everlasting arms. Arms of Jesus, fold me closer to thy strong and loving breast, till my spirit on thy bosom finds its everlasting rest. They're everlasting arms. They will never, never fail. He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. He never changes. He's the same. He wants us to know him. He wants us to know him in his fullness. Jesus said that he was thankful for revelation. How was that? I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things and revealed these things. Yes, these things were hidden, the things of God. They were hidden to some, but also revealed to others. And it says here, Father, such was your gracious will to reveal yourself to little children, those who will humbly bow before you, come and worship and adore, and you have done it, Lord. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, Jesus said, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And that should be cause for a deep gratitude in our hearts, just as Jesus thanked the Father. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will, so we ought to be exceedingly grateful, ever thankful for the revelation of God that we have in his word, and by his Holy Spirit, we can know the Lord. That's part of the covenant promise, isn't it? The new covenant. We can have our sins forgiven and forgotten by our gracious God. And we can have our hearts changed by his power, as he writes his will. Think of it, the finger of God writing the will of God on the heart that is made soft and tender and humble and contrite before him, so that we can want to do his will and love to do his will. There's a marvelous power in this salvation that Jesus has wrought for us. And then, third, the crowning blessing, Andrew Murray calls it, of the new covenant They shall not teach every man his neighbor, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. We, you and I, we can know God. We can know God. Such was your gracious will, your pleasure, that people who were sinners could be saved by your power and come into fellowship with God, the knowledge of God that grows and does not end as he reveals himself to us. Praise the Lord. It is our privilege and our obligation, we read in our devotional, to know God. And it's the greatest thing in life, the greatest pursuit of all, is to know God. And so the Son of God has come to reveal to us who God is. And as we look to God and we read in his word and begin to understand and grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, what do we find? We find out that, I know Johanna knows this, and Sister Nancy knows this, but we find out that God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, power, wisdom, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And oh, how great that is. We have a beginning and we have an ending as far as this world is concerned, but God is. God is. And he is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, power, wisdom, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. I said that twice, so I'm going to keep it in my mind. And God reveals himself to us. And how great a consideration it is for us to think of his mighty power, that it doesn't change, that he doesn't grow faint or weary, although we do. But we can lean upon him. We can lean on the everlasting arms. And oh, I'm thankful that we can know him. Father. Now, how do we know God? We do what it says there in Matthew 11. We come to Jesus. We just come to Jesus. He's the one who reveals God to us, and how great a thing it is for us to know him. I could recommend to you the book Knowing God by J.I. Packer. If you don't have that book, I think it's something that you should try to acquire and read and rejoice and just delve into that. God will help us as we read good things. Of course, don't neglect the Word of God. There's a book down in the boathouse that's great. It's called Name Above All Names. That's about Jesus. And as you read that about his name, or wonderful things about him, you'll just grow in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior. It says, Name Above All Names. It's a dark blue, and it says, by Alistair Begg and Sinclair Ferguson. They collaborated on this book. I think it's a 2013 book. So if you like up-to-date things, these are timeless truths in a new package, and you can grab that book. It's those chapters are short, it's an easy read, but it's rich and satisfying. Amen. That's all I'll say about it. Name Above All Names. I think you'll like that book if you can get a hold of it. And I'm so thankful to Brother Jonathan for bringing these things to my attention, because I didn't feel hungry last night. Maybe because I got a snack from Sister Mary before I went to bed, but also because all night, I mean it, this is true. This doesn't happen to me every time, but last night, all night, I was just feeding on that. Now, I slept well, but when I was conscious, there it kept coming back. God is great, so great, so high, so holy, and He wants us to know Him. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord.
Finding that book, because there's one standing up right in the middle of all the other books, so you'll find that book pretty easily. I saw that book too, Brother Eddie. I haven't purchased it yet, but I did start to finger through it a little bit. Let's sing together in our white book, shall we? He Giveth More Grace, page 68 in our white hymnal. The song was written by Annie Johnson Flint, who actually lived most of her life as an invalid, yet her biography is entitled The Making of the Beautiful. She learned how to lean on Jesus. Let's sing it. Shall we? 68. He Giveth More Grace.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord.